BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Troops are patrolling the streets of Belgium for the first time in 35 years to guard potential targets of terrorism. On Thursday, two alleged militants were killed in the town of Verviers during raids on an Islamist group that the authorities said was planning to kill police officers. General Gerard van Gelenberger, the Chief of Defence, said the army would provide support for the police.
The national threat level has been augmented, and in that frame we have an agreement between the Ministry of the Interior and the Minister of Defence to add with a number of military people to the security which is normally assured by the police forces. We have been asked to have a further look on national governmental installations, European installations, a number of foreign embassies in Brussels, and then of course a number of Jewish installations in Antwerp as well.
Reports from Greece say police have detained four terror suspects, including one man who might be wanted by the Belgian authorities in connection with the foiled attack in Verviers. Greek police are trying to determine whether one of those arrested is Abdelhamid Abaoud, a man of Moroccan origin wanted by the Belgian authorities as the possible mastermind of a dismantled jihadi cell. An Iranian court has ordered the closure of a newspaper after it published a picture of the Hollywood actor George Clooney wearing an I Am Charlie badge in support of the French magazine Charlie Hebdo that was attacked by gunmen last week. More from Alan Johnston.
Speaking earlier this week, George Clooney made very clear that he stood with Charlie Hebdo and the cause of free speech that it's come to symbolise. And the Iranian newspaper, Mardomi Emruz, ran a picture of the actor with a headline that read, "I'm Charlie, too." But conservative elements in Tehran were incensed. Given the magazine's publications of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, they regarded the "I'm Charlie" catchphrase as anti-Islamic.
Demonstrators in Niger have set fire to at least seven churches in the capital Niamey during a second day of protests against the publication of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad by the French Weekly. Here's Rob Broomby.
In Niger's capital, Niamey, fury erupted on the streets. Angry crowds shouted, "God is great," set fire to churches, burnt French flags, and torched barricades on the second day of protests against Charlie Hebdo's cartoons. Riot police protected the city's cathedral, and police used tear gas to try to control the crowd.
The Ghanaian president John Mahama has told the BBC that international help is needed to defeat Boko Haram militants in Nigeria. Mr. Mahama said no single country could beat the Islamists. West African leaders are meeting next week to seek African Union approval for a multinational force against Boko Haram. In Chad, tens of thousands gathered in support of the authorities' decision to send troops to fight the militants. Dozens of Chadian tanks have been seen heading towards the border with Cameroon. World News from the BBC. Islamic State militants in northern Iraq have freed around 350 captive members of the Yazidi religious community. As they crossed out of IS-controlled territory, the prisoners were received by Kurdish officials. The group included elderly men, women and children. It's not yet clear why the militants released them. Brazil has protested against the execution of one of its citizens in Indonesia for drug trafficking. He was arrested in 2003 at Jakarta Airport after being found with more than 13 kilos of cocaine hidden inside the tubes of his hang glider. Gary Duffy reports from Sao Paulo.
The execution of Marco Archer went ahead despite a personal plea from the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. Brazil opposes the death penalty and warned this would cast a shadow over relations between the two nations. The South American country is itself greatly troubled by drug-related crime, and Brazilians seem divided in their reaction, some describing it as barbaric and others saying the punishment fitted the crime. A second Brazilian remains on death row in Indonesia for drug trafficking.
Prosecutors in Turkey are seeking a jail term of up to 5 years for a prominent female journalist over a tweet suggesting a cover-up in a corruption scandal. A Turkish news agency said that Sedef Kabaş has been charged with discrediting public servants tasked with fighting terrorism. Africa's biggest sporting event, the Cup of Nations football tournament, has begun in Equatorial Guinea. The contest was moved late last year when Morocco pulled out of hosting the event for fear that fans arriving from across Africa would spread Ebola. In the opening match, Equatorial Guinea drew 1-1 with Congo Brazzaville. And in the second match, Gabon have just beaten Burkina Faso 2-0. One of Egypt's best-known actresses, Fatin Hamama, has died at the age of 84. She was married to the Egyptian actor Omar Sharif for nearly 20 years. After a long break from acting, she returned in 2000 for what turned out to be her final role in the miniseries Waj al-Qamar, or Face of the Moon. BBC News.